This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm your host, Kerry Lutz. Today is 7/12/23, show 508. Well, Nick, CPI for June was up a measly 0.2% month over month. Time to celebrate.
It is time to celebrate. According to the markets are rejoicing over this this number. And it's amazing how the numbers, whether it's the job report, CPI, it all comes in Goldilocks lately. You got to chuckle at this stuff. But nonetheless, the market is rejoicing. And again, the CPI a little bit weaker than expected. I think they were expecting 0.3%, but a little bit better. And the market is rejoicing. I will tell you this much, Kerry, the two-year Treasury note yield, which we've talked about for well over a year, probably the first people to even talk about it, that is down today by 16 basis points to 4.736%. And that's really the reason why the markets are giddy. So, you know, the 2 year goes down. That means the Fed doesn't have to raise rates. Even if they do raise this coming, meeting on the 26th of July, that means they probably could stop there. Remember, just a week ago, the 2 year was back to 5.05%. So this thing can move. A lot of people, just think when it falls, it's going to just continue to go down and make new lows. But yields are not going down that much. They may sell off a little bit. They may even have a little bit of a decline for a week or two, but they're not going down that far. So, you know, enjoy the rally. And that's what I always tell the members. Just let's enjoy what the market gives us. And then, you know, when it takes it away, we hopefully are on the right side of that trade as well.
So you think that they're really going to hold off on the rate increases now? They've broken the back of inflation?
Well, I think that's the way the market's interpreting it today. I don't think they have broken the back of inflation, and I'll tell you why. You have a proxy war going on in Russia and Ukraine. It's also the same war going on in Sudan. We have tons of stuff going on in the Middle East, and if you get any China-Taiwan conflict, that'll be a problem because all war is inflationary. And then you have supply disruptions still going on. I know they're talking about the price of eggs coming back to normal, and that is true, and I'm happy about that. But, you know, you're seeing prices increase in other areas as well. So, you know, it just shifts and bounces around, and it doesn't get noticed all that much. But the bottom line is if you get oil to go back up, that's going to be a big headwind. If you get, you know, any kind of commodities starting to take off, that's going to be a big headwind. So yeah, for now, you know, the market is interpreting it in the short term, but longer term, with all the money printing we've done, with the bank bailouts that we've done, I have a hard time thinking, you know, we're not going to see more inflation. I think inflation is not going away that quickly.
It's baked in the cake, and today's rally is broad based, but healthcare doesn't seem to be partaking.
Yeah, healthcare stocks, they've been weak for quite a while. Yesterday, we did have some news out there. I believe that the administration, Biden administration, is going to try to cut healthcare costs. And that kind of is probably weighing on stocks like Cigna today. United Health is down. Humana is down. I believe Centene is down. So these stocks are getting hit. Molina is another one, MOH. That's down over 2%. So healthcare is not participating. Outside of that, I mean, most everything else is pretty much up and away.
Hey, and gold is has broken that 1940 ceiling or resistance, and it's off to the races today.
Yeah, gold is very strong today, up about 1.2%. Right now, with the move that gold has made, getting back above that 1940 level, it actually can go to 1985. That's what I worked out this morning when I was doing my calculations. And when I looked at the chart, I said, wow, this can make a move to 1985, currently sitting at around 1960. So gold has some more upside. Those of you trading GLD, probably look for that to get to around 183.50, right now at 181.50. So still a couple points to go for gold. before it really hits a major resistance level. But the big story today, Kerry, shouldn't even be gold. It should be silver. Silver is just, I mean, what a move here. Silver's up 3.7%. A huge move. Silver futures back above $24 now. We're testing 24 as we speak. And the SLV, which is a silver ETF, back to $22. So just an incredible move for silver. And when I did the work on silver this morning, that could go to 24.35. There is going to be resistance there, just a little higher on silver futures. The SLV could go to around 22.25, maybe 22.30. That's where you're going to hit some daily chart resistance.
Okay. And while all that's happening, the dollar is falling. There's also this talk of a BRICS gold-backed currency. Maybe they're going to do it, and maybe eventually, but the way things are now, I don't think it's going to go very far for the present.
Yeah, I don't see that happening right away. You know, it's always a possibility, but you know, I just think there are bigger powers in play. They don't want that to happen. You know, that would require kind of a new type central bank. And, you know, if you do go to a gold-backed currency, that takes away the power of the politicians. So I doubt they'll try to pull that one off. But either way, the dollar is getting hammered today. Dollar right now, as we speak, is down almost 1%. It's actually down 0.93%. And that's a big decline for the Dixie. I can't, you know, really remember a day where the Dixie has fallen by this much recently. So, you know, a little bit of support coming up. I'm working on Dixie levels now, but I don't like the chart on the Dixie right now. It does not look strong at all. And I would avoid the dollar. So, you know, dollar down, precious metals generally go up. That's kind of the theme, as well as other commodities as well. So, you know, keep an eye on that. But the dollar right now is not looking strong. And if it breaks that psychological 100 level, we could see that thing into the mid 90s. So I would avoid the dollar for now.
Okay. Well, it sounds like a good move. What's going on with our Bitcoin today?
Well, you know, I've been saying I haven't been a Bitcoin cheerleader for a long time, but I'm going to say the chart in Bitcoin is constructive. So it can still go higher today. It's not doing a whole lot. But I have to say, when I look at the chart, I don't find any real problem with the daily and weekly charts. And today Bitcoin's up a little bit, you know, just a minor gain, up by less than 1%, which is not really a big move. But I'm going to give it the upside bias to around 32,500 to 33,000. The chart is just too good right now, and I don't see anything disrupting it as far as pattern goes. So I'm going to be a little bit of a Bitcoin bull here up into those levels, and then we'll examine the charts and we'll see where we are. But very constructive. And another thing I'd like to add is that the commercial money, which I don't talk about all that much because a lot of people don't understand it, but the commercial money was very, very bearish Bitcoin just a couple of weeks ago. And now they are extremely bullish. And I always go with the commercial money. So just let that be known that they are bullish right now, Bitcoin. So whatever's going on there, it still has some more upside right now.
All right. We like that. You know, like I said, I trade it a modest amount just to keep it interesting. It's kind of like betting on football games that you really couldn't care less about, right?
Well, if that's the way you treat it, that's the way it's going. But you got more upside to go here, so try to capitalize on that one.
All right. I'll buy a little more because, yeah, right now it's at the spot 30,774. Mm-hmm. It's up $147 today, and, you know, it does look positive, at least on the monthly, even the six-month chart, year-to-date, and even the 1 year is looking green.
Well, I look at Bitcoin futures, and I would just tell everybody, don't even worry too much about all the different time parameters. Just go over to a weekly chart using weekly chart candles, and you're going to see that it is in a bull flag formation, and that bull flag formation is a power formation. So you know, when I see the charts, Kerry, you know, I'm a trader. A lot of people always say to me, oh, this guy is just a Bitcoin bear. He's a Bitcoin bear. He's a crypto bear. No, I'm not. I mean, I'm a trader. So when the setups are good, I'll tell you when they're good. When the setups are bad, I'll tell you that too. So again, the setup is good right now for more upside.
Okay. That's what we want to hear. Well, hey, if you want to find out more, check out Nick's extensive trading record, beating the indexes. Go over to inthemoneystocks.com, Twitter feeds at ITMS, at Nick Santiago 01, at Kerry Lutz. emails welcomekl@carrylutz.com. Write your YouTube comments below. We'll get to some of them a little later in the week. Nick, this week is an interesting week so far. We'll see how it finishes up.
Yes, we will, Kerry. Yes, we will.